It had to be something that we wouldn't get ourselves in trouble or worry about. You know, like sex pictures and all that stuff they have on now. We wasn't allowed to look at nothing like that.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do things like that. But anyways, we just lived a normal life, and I tell you, it was hard to live in that life.
Mm-hmm.
We had dolls we played with, things like that, but we all had our work to do. And it was three or four of us. I had one sister who was retarded. She always got us in trouble because she would do something. She didn't like dolls. She had a brick. She'd play with a brick. And if she dropped that brick on her toe, she'd say, "Olga did it. Olga did it, Mama." She couldn't talk, just a few words. And I'd always get punished for it. And it was the funniest thing. We had these old-time furnitures, you know. Our bed had a teaser on the top of it, if you know what that is.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I was a mystic one. When I'd get into something I know I shouldn't have done, on top of the teaser I would go, and they couldn't catch me. And I'd stay up there till my dad get off work and come home. And when he come home, he said, "Where's Olga?" I said, "I'm on top of the teaser. I could never get down. I could get up there, but I couldn't get down." He had to climb the ladder and get up there and pick me up and get me down. But it was a nice life coming up. And now, after I started to grow up, going to school, my parents got ill, and I had to stop school, all of us. We went to work. And I met this young man. He was a relative, a cousin of the girl my brother married. And so I met him, and we got married, and we raised our children. On the first boy come to see me, I married him. And we raised our children the same way. Our kids would come up, and the same cat nine tail that my mother used to spank us with, I used it on them. And they had their routines to live the same way we did. And we had our chickens, turkeys, and ducks. We couldn't have cows where we lived at. But it was an interesting life, you know.
Miss Vance, tell me about the work you did mostly. When you were young, work here in the city, you started.
Oh, I started to work when I was around about 12. I used to go next door to the lady. Now I would beat my brick before I go, and I would sprinkle. You know the grandma powder, the oxygen powder. I'd sprinkle it on the step and take the water and a scrub brush, and I'd scrub the step. I used to make 50 cents going scrubbing her front step and her back step. And then as I got a little bit older, I got a job working for a lady called Miss Bernard. I used to go mind the baby in the evening and wash the dishes. I got $3 a week for that. Just to think, today you're getting $10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
You get $3 a week then. And then as I grew older, well, then I started to do domestic work.
Yes, ma'am.
And I made more money. And I nursed the babies. And this lady that I worked for, she taught me how to cook. My mother taught us, but she helped taught me a lot of things her way, how to bathe the babies and do things like that. And I would beat brick for people, you know, make a little spending change. I'd beat up a whole bucket of brick, and I got a quarter for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd go to groceries for people, and I'd get little change like that, because my parents was very poor. We didn't get allowance, you know. They didn't have it to give us. They would if they had it, but they didn't have it. Because my dad, when he got his leg broke, he never got over it for a long time, you know. And
what happened?
He fell in a hatch hole on the riverfront and broke his little ankle, and it was a long time before he got over that. And then my mother taken sick, and she had bronchial asthma. And we had to work and take care of her. I came out of school when I was just in the fifth grade. But after I was married, I had seven children. I went back to school, and I went as far as the ninth grade.